You on the Red Couch with Burn, and we got a phenomenal guest here. We got one of the best women on earth, one of the funniest women you could ever see. Why you laugh? She's laughing because she's funny. So when people laugh like that, they're naturally funny, naturally goofy. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. She came here to bless the Red Couch, and you already know we about to get to them questions. So straight off the bat, if you go to your, what's your Instagram again?
Slim Beauty Ray underscore.
When you go to your Instagram, your Instagram is wow. Okay?
The real section. They so don't do see you, it on my regular page.
Do you? Okay. This is what you mean?
I mean, on the real section, I hide them from my actual profile.
Okay, you gotta explain that. What do you mean? There's another one? No.
It's my main page, but you know how you have the real section and then like your actual pictures? Okay. I hide my crazy stuff in the reels. So like when I post it, I leave it up for like
a little bit.
Yeah, like probably a whole day, and then I just hide it from profile grid.
So I didn't even think of this question, but now that you just said that, so I seen a video or videos where you call dudes.
Not dudes.
I seen a dude.
Yes.
There was a dude that picked up the phone, and it was and your female friends, they picked up the phone, and you split it wide open. Was you really doing that, or you had something there?
No, I'm completely naked when I do that. Well, not completely naked, but like.
And what are your friends? What do your friends say? That's crazy.
Nothing. This is regular to them.
So everybody seen your box basically.
Yeah, if you're my friend, you're not really my friend if you never see my.
Your box.
Yeah.
So not all women have seen their friend's box. Now, come on now.
That's cap.
Maybe the front.
I swear.
Maybe the lips.
That's cap.
So you trying to tell me right now that every woman has seen their best friend's box?
Oh, like the inside, right?
No, we ain't got to be the inside, but just they seen the lips or they seen something.
It's like so astonishing to me when niggas didn't see their friend's dicks. I'd be like.
Of course we didn't. No, nah, we don't. We don't see our homies' beefs. We don't do that.
But
okay?
Why?
It might be an accident or something in the gym or whatever. Oh, Lord, hurt my eye. But we're not, no.
Or if they're running trains on girls, because that's the only time I feel like niggas be seeing.
I guess. But, you know, I seen a post the other day that said real men don't have sex in front of other men. I seen a post that said that. I was like, okay, that sounds good to me because I ain't trying to smash nothing in front of nobody else. You gonna get this beef. But anyway, yeah, so you on OnlyFans, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you gotta explain this now because I know that OnlyFans is used as an entrepreneurial thing too.
Yes.
So not everybody is getting...
Wildin'.
Yeah, not everybody is wilding on OnlyFans. So what do you do on OnlyFans? Don't be afraid to say.
It's not that. You're going to fuck up my bag because I don't do nothing. And I just get money. And I can show you my DM right now. They curse. I have 160 unread messages of niggas cursing me out. Like,
why
I paid for what?
Out?
I could have saw this on Instagram.
Yeah, but you got to give them an exclusive, which we going to get them feats out today. We gonna get exclusive
feet,
on this show.
I could do feet, but so they want to see the uncensored FaceTime calls. You're not seeing that.
Why?
And then they want to see it for like $5. Who?
That's
are y'all
dope.
Playing?
Yeah, $5. You call them on Instagram, right? I mean, on OnlyFans.
So call a stranger for $5 and show my pussy.
No, not show. Not you ain't got to show the poo-tang for $5. But you could show your face for $5. Come on, I mean, like, yo, you know how many people would pay like. You know how many fives you could get in 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah. So, this guy wanted to pay me $50 for 5 minutes to jerk off on the camera. And I was just like, no thanks.
Because I was going to ask you, like, what was the craziest fetish question that you got? Or, like, the craziest fetish that you heard somebody ask?
Craziest. I guess ball busting. Like, he wanted...
Ball busting? What is that?
Oh, I thought that like when you use
I
that
do
term,
not know
I do
everything.
They just all right. So basically, he wants me to like wear heels and walk all over his
balls.
He wants torture to his balls.
I felt that. I don't even understand that. I don't understand how somebody could get pleasure out of that much pain. Like, yes, all right, pain crazy. Causes pleasure in certain situations. We know that. But to step, so heels, like pointy heels or just like the square heels? Because if you're going to step when on my balls, that, I want the square heels. Like, I don't want the pointy heels. The pointy heels going to go through the balls. I don't want that.
Who knows? He's just like, I'm like, no. And then, all right, so the feet, like selling feet content gets a little weird. Like, they start asking stuff like, how, oh, can you suck your own toes? And can you, like, dip them can in oil? You? I'm not doing that.
But can you,
yeah,
though?
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, you yeah, can... yeah. It's not, okay. Yeah. But I just feel like when I sell stuff, I don't want to put my face in it. Because at the end of the day, I'm still not done looking for my career. Because if this stuff don't work out, I gotta find a real
no,
job.
It's gonna work out.
It is.
It's,
but
everything is gonna work out.
You still need a also a plan B to fall on.
Right, so you don't wanna be that girl that somebody could pull a video up of and be like, look at her sucking her toe.
Yeah.
Look at Ray Ray sucking her toe.
And I plan on getting pregnant this year, so I can't keep doing that.
So you planning a pregnancy? People don't normally do that these days.
I know.
So you really gonna plan a pregnancy or you bullshit? You
well, joking. Planning the pregnancy has been the hardest for me.
Why?
Because it hasn't worked yet. But I bet you if it was, I wasn't planning it, I would have been pregnant.
It's going to happen, right? Don't rush it because, yeah. Like, but at the same time, I'm not going to say that because, like, when you have kids later on in life, sometimes you won't be able to do certain things. You can't go out and all of that or whatever. So, I, you know, right. Whatever. You have the child when you want to have the child. Bless the child. The child got my blessing. But we ain't talking about cheerings right now. We ain't talking about you. So what other weird fetishes that you see beside ball busting?
I'm trying to think.
Because somebody said something like rim job. I'm like, what's a rim job?
Oh, when like a girl eats a nigga's ass.
Yeah,
right?
That. Yeah, so that's a thing now.
Yeah, that's like a bit. I feel like that's more with like older people. Is like that older?
You sure about that? Because the young girls now, they
well,
asking
the young girls
to do
are just
it.
Now getting to do it, but before it was like an older yeah. person thing. Like old yeah. niggas love their ass eat.
Yeah, that's a fact, right? How you know?
Cause I spoke to older niggas.
Oh, you spoke
and
to
I
them.
I said no thanks. All right. The only reason. All right. So, eating ass, I feel like. I think it's crazy for a girl to do it to a guy only because I feel like niggas don't wash their ass correct. Like, y'all not getting all in there like we would.
The dog made a sound. He said, yo, my bad, Pepe. But yeah, but damn, so you saying dudes don't wash their butt correctly and that's the reason why a woman shouldn't go back there and be licking.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to like niggas washing the ass, it's not like y'all not going to full extent. Like, y'all not twisting y'all fingers at the rim and getting all the doodle. And then, oh, I can't stand when a nigga wipes with just toilet paper. That's leaving doodle
crumbs.
What else
you supposed to what else you supposed to wipe with?
Baby wipes.
You on the red couch with Burn. We was getting nasty before the dog interrupted. So that's crazy. Yeah, you basically saying dudes don't clean themselves correctly. I disagree. I am going to say...
Well, you're a man, of course.
No, it's not even of course that I'm a man, like I disagree because I'm a man. No, I disagree because I wipe myself correctly. You know what I'm saying? There's sometimes when I use a rag, okay?
Yes.
It depends. But at the end of the day, you ain't wiping yourself with a wipe every single time you go to the bathroom.
I am. I can't shit and not have wipes. I would cry.
Okay, so if you don't, then what?
I'm wetting something.
What you gonna do? Hop all the way to
so
the...
let me tell you. So, all right. So, I don't really like shitting in public bathrooms, but...
You had to?
Yeah, I had to because I work a 9-to-5, so at times you eat the wrong breakfast, you gotta shit or whatever.
Panera bread.
So, there's times I always walk around with baby wipes on me. And wet ones. Wet ones is for my hands. Baby wipes is for whenever I have to use the bathroom. So I would wet, like, because they have hard paper towels. So I'm going to wet mad, like, pieces of them and then sit them, like, on the... It's like a little box that you put the little pads in when you're done. Mm-hmm. I sit that on top of, like, a paper towel. And then I wipe myself with that if I don't have wipes.
Let me tell y'all, woman, the proper way to go to a public bathroom.
Let me hear this.
Say, first you take one tissue. You gotta create a square on the toilet with multiple tissues, right? Now, it depends on how clean the bathroom is already, but you always gotta put multiple. If you don't have toilet seat covers,
yeah,
you wanna create
that.
A square on that toilet, okay? You wanna create a square on the toilet. Now, I recommend you don't touch anything when you walk up in there, okay? Don't touch anything, but if you have to, it's okay, because after you wash your hands, you're gonna take some more tissue and use that tissue to open the door to get the hell up out the bathroom. Okay, because you still don't want to touch nothing. All right, don't be using the bathroom in the club and then coming out the bathroom, then come touching me.
Taking a okay? shit in a club is crazy.
You might have to.
I'm going home. It's not. Yo, it's that no mean, you club just got that there. Lit.
You just it's no club that lit. No. Nah, you wildin'. Let me tell you something. I'm not going home. It's
you
not happening. How we get
before?
On this topic? Of course, pissed in a club. I pissed on a club seat. I forgot what club that was. That was it was a famous club too that everybody used to go to. Amnesia, I believe it was. I think it was Club Amnesia. Like Jay-Z said, Club Amnesia. Venus in L.A., bubbling in Dublin. I peed on them couches.
Peed
back in the
is
days.
Different. You shit it in the club.
In the bathroom. Yeah, I had to go, bro.
What you had?
I think it was chicken parmesan with spaghetti. I had to go. If I had to go, I had to go. What you mean? I had to go.
And see, like, that's what I'm saying. What if you had to get your ass eat that night?
It wasn't going to happen. First of all, I'm not into that. But if I was, I'm not going to violate and be like, yo, all right, baby. And then next thing you know, she's like, a little chocolate milk. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. But, yo, but the crazy thing is, when you talk about the foot fetish thing, I remember this club, Taj. You know Taj?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, I'm a little bit older. So, you know, I've been around. I've been in these clubs a lot of the times before they even became as elegant as they were, mm-hmm. as they are now. This club, Taj, I remember one night they had, like, this black curtain up when I was in there. And so we had, like, a hip-hop event. But in the back, I guess that event wasn't over yet. So they wasn't allowing us back there. But one of my homeboys is like, yo, you gotta look. And when I opened the back, it was dudes nutting on chicks' toes.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
And this was in Taj?
Mm-hmm. They had like a black curtain. This was years, a long time ago.
Do you have a foot fetish?
I like feet, but not a fetish.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Nah, I don't have a fetish.
They start bugging.
But feet look nice, though.
They want you to pour chocolate and like slip and slide all over the floor. Like it gets weird selling content. I'm thinking like this shit about
okay,
to be
so
easy.
Wait, hold on. So somebody asked you to pour chocolate on the floor and slip and slide it and you ain't do it.
No. All right,
so we're going to have to change this narrative today. You about to be slipping and sliding in some chocolate and I film it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but at the end of the day, they had some wild things going on in there. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. So that was the first time I even saw, like, in person that is an actual thing.
They were older
see,
men doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was okay. Old white dudes.
Gotcha.
And it was coming out of there looking crusty, too. Just like, oh, my God. I'm like, damn.
Nothing on feet.
And it was some woman coming out of there, too. And I was like, wow. And it was coming out of there just looking at their toes, wiping their toes off. And I'm like, okay. But, yeah. I did see that though. That was in the club back in the days. But how did you get into it though? Like how did you get into OnlyFans? Or how did you like find out about it? Or
so OnlyFans, all right. So when I first started doing my videos, which was March of last year, it actually went viral on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday, the video that it's crazy because the video that I posted, mm-hmm. it was me surprising Najla, my sister, mm-hmm. and that I didn't know it got 3.5 mil views.
Whoa.
Yes, on Instagram. And I'm like,
on your Instagram?
Yes. So I kept getting
monetized, but you can't though, because now they're gonna say that you violated their policy or something.
Yes.
Right.
They delete all my videos. But yeah, that's and everyone's always like, where's her OnlyFans, where's your OnlyFans, make a Twitter, make an OnlyFans. So I'm like, why? Like, I tried to make an OnlyFans, but they dubbed me. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I just made, like, a subscription on Instagram. And that's when I started making money. It was, I put it for $9.99. So people would subscribe to my Instagram. But I would never post nothing crazy in there, neither.
Now, I don't know why you acting like you scared. You need to post something crazy. I had to turn my joint on silent.
I used to work with kids. I was a sub, so I couldn't go too crazy. I can't. I still work a 9-to-5. I can't go crazy. I can't.
You gotta listen. Sometimes you just gotta go ahead and do it and go crazy. And the next thing you know, that 9-to-5 ain't gonna be there no more. You just gonna be like, yo, this is my life. I'm glad I don't work a 9-to-5 no more. I wish I would have made that decision years ago. I wish I would have quit and went full steam ahead at any career, because I do a lot of stuff. Right. And now I feel like I'm going to be at that job for a long time just because of the benefits. You know what I'm saying? But you can't allow yourself to be stuck like that, you know, because once you get stuck, you ain't going to want to move. All right, you on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Ray Ray, and we was talking about OnlyFans. How much money can you make on OnlyFans? Like how much money can you actually make?
So you could do your subscription, I think the highest subscription is $25 a month. Mm-hmm. And then I know you could just...
$25 a month for one person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It depends on what you're doing, though.
Okay. Yeah. So we just imagining that you got 25 people paying $25 a month. Well, you better stop playing.
Yes. All right. And then you could do pay-per-view. Like, where basically I could probably send, like, say I wanted to send one of my surprise videos, I could put like a price tag on it, and I think my limit right now is $250, so they would have to pay $250 to open up the message, but they could tip you as much as you want. I remember this guy, he was tipping me, like I woke up and all, it was just like, so-and-so tip you $100, $150, da da da, just to get my attention. He was like, can you send me an uncensored video? I'm like, no. But let me tell you what these niggas be doing. They get your subscription, and then they call their bank, and I don't see all my funds because they keep calling their bank. So even if there's people actually...
So what are they doing? Canceling their payment? What are they... what are they doing?
That's how you know a nigga don't wash his ass, right? Because why are you doing that? What are you calling the
Well, one thing ain't got nothing to do with the next. So, like, yo, dudes don't what? Dudes that call the bank and cancel their payments.
That's
the same
dude saying. That don't like, wash their ass. Niggas think because they pay $9.99 for my subscription, they supposed to see me finger popping myself, eating another bitch pussy.
How much would it take for you to do something like that? How much would it take?
I wouldn't mind, like, selling me and my man's, like, videos, but it gotta be in the thousand section.
That's that new millennium stuff.
Only because, only because it's, like it, all right, if it was, like, guaranteed to, like, do what, like, Kim K did and I was getting that type of money, I'm quitting my 9-to-5 and doing that tomorrow. But it'll take thousands. It's not, I don't want no chump change for that. I could work a 9-to-5 for that. What am I paying? Like, why are you paying me chump change? The sex market is so high. There's niggas that really pay for shit. So I'm not about to be getting a measly $50 to show my pussy. You need to get that
bread. Do you like your toes licked?
It's cool. It's nothing.
Why you swallow mad hard when I ask that?
I'm sorry. Like, oh, if you know, you know. My throat is really loud. Okay. It's been a problem. Yo,
she said my throat. It's really loud. I always hated
testing in school because I would want to drink water and I can't. Like, people look at me like I'm crazy every time. I could be on the phone with someone new and I'm drinking, like, just in like, and everybody automatically thinks I know how to suck dick because I swallow loud. I hate stuff like that. Why do people sexualize everything?
I would think that if you got a strong throat, we gonna equate that with being a throat goat.
Why? Because of my swallow sound.
Right. If we that's dope, actually, if you think about it, right? That should be like a measurement. The louder the sound of your swallow is the better the head that you can give, right? You
think so?
I don't know. What if a girl if your throat sound hollow, that means you don't swallow.
What if a girl has no sound when she's swallowing and she knows how to like deep throat it to her belly button? Then what?
I don't know. There's only one way we can find out. Yeah, but we was talking about feet and all this crazy shit. You know, I don't really curse on my show like that, but you supposed to be, you know. We got OnlyFans on here, so we got to make sure we keep it, you know, PG. But yeah, so do you like it, though? Do you like your feet licked? Like you said, if you know, you know, but do you like it, though?
No, I was saying if you know, you know about my throat, because you said it was, okay. Like, no, oh, yeah, right. It's okay. It's nothing crazy. Same thing about ass eating. It's
like, how does it feel to a woman when your feet gets licked?
It doesn't do nothing to me, honestly.
It doesn't feel, because like, if I'm hitting it and I'm licking your feet at the same time, that's going to create a sensation that's going to be like really, really, really felt all through your body.
I feel like if you're ticklish, I'm not ticklish.
But it has nothing to do with ticklish. It's a nice sensation. Like
it's not
erotic, sensual feeling.
I don't get that.
Because you never had your feet licked while the beef was in you, basically.
I have, and that was not.
Oh, it's just not how you, just not, it just didn't feel like something to you.
Okay. The same thing with eating ass. It don't feel good.
To you?
No.
Why?
It's more of like a pride thing. Like, you ate my ass. But,
yeah. Oh.
But I don't really care for it. Like, it don't feel like nothing to me. It don't.
You the first woman on this planet that I've ever heard in my life say that she doesn't like her booty eating. That is crazy to me.
It's not that I don't like it. I don't care for it. I sit and ask my friends because sometimes I think there's stuff wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So I be asking like, y'all like your ass? Like, that's, it feel good to y'all? They're like, no, it's mad regular. Like,
so the first other, time so you it have happened other to me, friends that think the same way?
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff that.
Let me find out y'all out here getting your booty ate for pride. Like, or just yeah. Like you just doing it just for the sake of just like doing it, or you just want for like points or something. Like, so y'all getting y'all booty ate and it's like dudes bragging about sex.
It's because niggas talk crazy. You can't talk crazy if you ate my ass, and it didn't even feel good. So you thought you ate, but you didn't.
What do you mean we can't talk crazy if you ate? That's what. That doesn't make no sense. Like, you can talk whatever you want to talk.
No, I'm not. It just ain't gonna smell like that. It's the just same. No, it's like niggas try to like, oh yeah, I don't like that bitch. Like, you know how like they be capping? Like, alright, so back in the days it was a thing where like, oh, if you don't really like her, you not gonna eat her pussy. Mm-hmm. Now okay. Niggas don't gotta really like you. They doing everything. It don't really matter.
Well, I know, that's the new millennium. That's the new generation now. Everybody doing everything.
There was limitations for hoes. Now niggas hoes is housewives. Hoes is winning, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, you see me, wish I had it in me to be a hoe, but.
So, hoes is winning. Why you say hoes are winning?
Look at them.
Like who? Give me some examples. Like, as a matter of fact, you ain't even gotta give, because you don't have to call out names if you do that. But are you just basically saying like,
cancel me.
But you basically, but you saying like, you know, on TV you see a lot of women that are hoes or that used to be hoes or whatever, and then now they're winning and they got all the money, the best boyfriends or whatever. All
right, so
because their man matches them, so like you can't really say that.
I don't like to call like girls that strip hoes, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but they don't get the dude that is the top notch dude. The dude that deals with the stripper and wipes them up is not the what they call that, the high vibrational dude. Because a high vibrational dude is not gonna wife a stripper.
These niggas is not high vibrational. But okay.
No, I'm just glad. Say what you want to say.
No,
these niggas. Yeah, y'all know my slogan.
I hate niggas. Everyone knows that. But I don't know. Like, I feel like, all right. So you see how you could be wifey or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're still gonna get cheated on with the hoe. So who's really winning at the end of the day? Because she could be like, your nigga ate my ass. Because niggas have no limitations now. And then it's like. Yo, what do I have to say? Oh, I'm wifey.
No, but listen, not every dude cheats, man. Not every dude cheats. What do you think? You think every man cheats?
Yes. Do I think every man cheats on every girl that they're with?
No. That is not true. Not every man cheats. I'm telling you, once in my life.
Why?
Once. Because she had alopecia. Say, who's going to turn? I'm going to have alopecia soon.
Wait, you cheated because she had...
Yeah, because it was I told a story on my show a long time ago. Yeah, but yeah, it was somebody that I was dealing with at the time. And yeah, I saw her in the salon, and basically, like, I used to have braids or whatever, and we used to go to the same salon, and I didn't know she was there that day, and I had walked past, and I was like, hey, yo. So that kind of, I didn't cheat on her because of that, but that started the whole feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't you just leave?
What do you mean? Leave the salon?
No, her.
Well, it would have been hard to do that because her mother was so nice and her brothers were so cool with me. It was just like, damn. So I didn't cheat on her on purpose. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to cheat on you because you look like this. That's not what happened.
You were just like unattracted after that?
Right. It just dwindled down. So, you know, I just met somebody else. I was young. I was like 20. Five or something like that.
So the girl you cheated with, you ended up being with her?
No. That's a good question. No. Nope. We wasn't together. Funny story about her is that one night me and her stopped dealing because I was at her house. And she kept saying she was scared to have sex because her mother was coming. And I was like, nah. Mm-mm. Like, we grown.
How old were y'all?
Like 20 something. Like, I'm like, yo. Mm-mm.
But she lives with her mom, correct?
Right, but she wasn't there. But she just kept saying, like, oh, I'm scared. My mom is going to come. I was like, you know what? I don't know. I was really picky.
Feel like that was super childish.
Yeah, it was. Me. But I'm just saying, I was really picky back then. I didn't give second chances. So that's the thing. There
What's
was
your
no
sign?
Second chance. Leo. There was no second chances back then.
That's why, of course.
Yeah, no second chances, buddy. But now, you know, I give a little. I give about 13 chances. Now I get 13 reasons why my ass is single now in the situations I'll be in because I'm always giving chances. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. They got streetwalkers now, okay? And they still around, just like you said, right? You said, you know, that's how the hoes be winning, right? But I see a lot of them still out there on Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's crazy.
You seen them?
What's that motel called? Galaxy? The Galaxy?
How you know about it? How you know about the Galaxy Motel?
I
show you how the floor look right now, you start laughing like I've been there before.
No. My ex used to live over there, and I always wondered what it was.
It's New York.
And then I'm like, and then when I heard stories about it, I'm like, oh, nah.
Yeah. I mean, well, every dude that lives in Brooklyn, East New York, that's about something, has probably been to the Galaxy before.
You've been there?
Of course, I've been to the Galaxy.
And when I say hoes, I'm not talking about them. They have no motion. I'm talking about, like, upper echelon hoes.
Oh, not in the Galaxy. You ain't gonna see them in there.
Yeah, the Galaxy is real, like... Yeah.
They're gonna have cigarette burns on their butt.
So you paid for a prostitute?
No,
before?
Never.
Oh.
Never. But I tell you a story. Oh, never told this story on the show, right? It's kind of similar. One night, I was so drunk. I was twisted. And I think I had an argument or something in the car or whatever. And I was just like, yo, let me out. And I was walking, and I had a bottle in my hand. I'm walking down Rutland Road, drinking. And you know, if y'all know that area, that's the 90s. You know, that's where Bobby Smurda and all them from and whatever. Mm-hmm. I used to live over there. And I'm walking, drinking. I get by the corner store, and I reach in my pocket, and I'm like, damn, I ain't even got no money to get nothing to eat. And I'm like, damn, I only got like $3.50, $4.50. I opened my pocket, $4.50. And at the time, the sandwich was like $4.50.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little turkey and cheese sandwich or whatever. So I was like, damn, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get a sandwich. I'm going to go inside and just chill. And while I'm at the window, I took out my money, and it's this girl standing next to me, and she's like, "Can I have that?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, "That."
$4.50
Yeah, my little $4. She want my little $4, so I'm looking at her like, "Oh, this is crazy." I'm like, "Nah, you wild. What can I get with this, though?" You know what I'm saying? You know me, I'm stupid with it. I'm like, "What can I get with this $4? I got 50 cents to go with it." And she's like, "You'll find out if we go to your crib." I'm like, "You serious? It's $4. I'm like, "Well, I ain't hungry no more. All right, let's go to the crib." It's a true story.
See? She's good on OnlyFans.
Hold on, man. Facts. We go to the crib, right? Long story short, did what I did. I just felt like she just liked me or whatever. She saw me at the corner store or whatever. She wanted me to smash. But this chick really asked for that $4? That $4.50? She really asked for the $4.50. She was like,
"Was she young?"
Nah, she was just like, what young? Like, she was 20, in her 20s.
Like, she was around your age at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, "I was probably, I was about 20. I was about, 20 something, my late 20s or whatever." That's what she did with her hand. I was like, "What you mean?" She's like, "My money." I was like, "Whoa, you really want that $4.50?
I know you're lying. There's no way."
Yo, I'm telling you, this
what
is a true story.
What did she really need that for?
I gave it to her. When I gave it, this is a true story, I don't tell lies. When I gave her that, you know, we Leos, we don't lie. I gave her, or the August Leos, July, I don't know. But anyway, I gave her the $4. She takes the $4 and flips it over. After she counted it the first time, she flipped it over like it was going to be $8. I think she was drunk and high and all of that or whatever. But yeah, it happens. Like, I got video of some of these. You know, I'm a videographer. You know what I'm saying? So some of these things.
That's the best $4 you ever spent?
Nah, that was not the best $4. Cause I was drunk, so I don't probably remember. I don't remember too much, but it wasn't. Oh, it wasn't. Nah. It wasn't no good. It wasn't good sex though. I remember that part, cause I remember the next day I called my cousin like, "Yo, you never believe what happened last night, son. You know, I smashed the chick for $4.50. He's like, "You paid $450. No, $4.50.
Is that the only time you pay for pussy?
Good question. Anytime a dude take a chick out, he's paying for pussy.
No, I disagree.
Anytime. On the first, like, if you, especially if that's what you do at the end of the night. And it's not just for that, but I'm just saying, though.
But that's not directly paying for pussy because you're benefiting from the meal, too.
That's true.
Like, I'm talking like going to DR paying $40.
But I got a lot of homies who have done that, though.
Yeah.
A lot of homies who will spend money on some sucky sucky, but not me. I'm not doing that because I don't have to do that.
Like, but yeah, I feel like there's people that want to fuck. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to pay for pussy? Mm-hmm. You think girls pay for dick?
Of course. What do you mean?
Are you serious?
There's some greasy ones out there. Are you crazy? Oh my God, I know you didn't just ask that question.
Paying for dick is not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Every nigga wants to fuck. Why would you pay for dick?
So that's not true. You have women out there that may not be able to get someone. Right?
Ooh.
There are women out there that may not be considered to be attractive. So they don't have anyone, right? And
no.
Then sometimes they go on these sites and get off just like men do. It's the same thing as a woman watching porn. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as
so
a woman watching porn.
So a girl is really spending money for dick. Not like tricking on your nigga.
Yes. There are women out there that pay for beef. Yes. You don't think that that's a... How do you not know that that's a thing? Like, do you imagine... So do you think that every woman... All right, so let me tell you what I said one time, right? And somebody took offense to this. I said, how can a man rape a woman when there's so many women out there? Somebody I know took offense to that. Because, like, that's a mental illness.
And it's, and they like... fear. They like the fear. They're attracted to that.
Right.
It's
so
not
now,
about the women.
Right. So now equate that. So now This is what I'm saying. Just think about it. There's women out there that may not be able to hold a conversation.
But she could rape a dude. Niggas get raped.
That's true, and it might not feel right. But what I'm saying is, you might not be able to get someone, so you go and pay for it. It's the same thing as a woman paying for a dildo. You can't get the beef.
It's different physically. Though. Girls are so more like closed in. What nigga do you know that every nigga wants to fuck?
All right. Do you know that there are women out there that are too busy to be going on dates and things like that? So they actually have male escorts that they just pay for just to come in, do their thing, and leave. Billionaires, millionaires. I'm just saying, it's a real thing.
Paying for dick. That's crazy.
It can happen. You on the red couch with Burn, and we was getting raunchy with it. We talking about all this OnlyFans stuff and all this. So like with me, I never paid. Well, see, that's the crazy thing, because you asked me if I paid for sex, and I mean, like, there were times that I literally said to myself, I'm going to smash tonight, so I'm taking her out to do this, that, and the third, right?
No, but you're paying for the vibe. You're not paying for the sex.
I create the vibe. What you talking about paying for the vibe? I created the vibe. What is the difference between a dude paying for sex and a woman paying for sex?
Oh, well, clearly it's a difference, because I ain't no bitches was out here paying for sex. Y'all disappointed me terribly.
What are you talking about? It happens, man. This is not a thing. Just use your mind. Think about it. Everybody can't get the beef. Okay? All right, so you got me ready to say what I didn't want to say, which I'm going to say. So imagine a woman that's 300 pounds. I mean, sorry, not 300 pounds, 600, 400 pounds, right? 400 pounds, okay? In the wrong spots. We're not talking about booty. We're talking about all gut, right? 400 pounds of all gut.
Okay.
It may be hard for her to get someone. And imagine if her face is just not looking attractive.
So you never saw that show? Because one of the girls said she was pregnant. She's like 600
pounds. How did she get pregnant? She probably paid for the beef. This is what I'm saying. Because did you see the dude in the show? You probably didn't.
How?
He ain't showing his face anyway.
How much does somebody have to pay you to fuck someone like that?
Oh, that's a good question. How much? Yo, you know what's crazy? Dudes have this conversation all the time. We'd be like, yo, how much I gotta pay you to smash that old lady right there? We just come out and just say it. You're like, how much I gotta pay you to smash that old lady right there? So you saying how much you gotta pay me to what? How much would I take for what?
How much does she have to pay you to fuck someone like that?
A big 600 pound woman, my 1,000 pound woman. How much you gotta pay me? I don't know, because I ain't desperate, but I will say that if I was desperate, you could give me a couple of $100,000. Give me 10,000 if I'm desperate. You see what I'm saying? If I ain't got,
see,
you know,
I'm proud of you. You're like in the thousands. These OnlyFans niggas want to pay $5.
$5?
No.
To smash?
No.
You said $5. Nah, but I'm just saying though, like, if I gotta, I'm not paying anything, by the way. What I'm saying is, if a woman has to pay me, that's the question I thought it was. The question is, if a big 600-pound woman had to pay me, how much would she have to pay me? I need some G's, man. I need a couple of $100,000. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know, man. Because I might be gassing it up a little bit, because, you know, it's a possibility. We might take one on the chin. You never know how desperate a dude might be. You feel me? Might be down on my luck.
So can I ask you like my famous question? I'm really
go ahead.
All right. So I'm known for like
shaking, showing the peach.
But I'm also known Instagram. For my really, really wild would you rather questions.
Go ahead.
So
I actually have a segment that we're gonna go to.
Okay.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather go viral for getting beat up and nutted on? Or would you
I don't even want to swallow after you said that.
listen? Or would you rather go viral for sucking your op's gun like a dick?
Neither one. What the fuck? What kind of
No,
question?
that's not.
First of all, that's a disrespectful question. Okay, you don't ask a real nigga a question like that.
No,
Just
but that's
ask me,
what.
bro.
But
That
on.
is a question you ask a 25-year-old. What
Would
are
you
you?
rather are supposed to be hard? It's supposed to be something you don't want to do for both. It can't be easy. And the reason I asked that because. All right.
Can you give me a different example? Why I
I'll
gotta
give
be
you another question, but let
sucking
me tell you why I
the
like to answer that question.
gun?
Why I like to ask that question. So when I ask that question, I always want guys to say they'd rather get beat up and nutted on. Because.
That is so nasty.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because if you get beat up, niggas can knock you unconscious and then like nut on you or like pee on you. Like, you get what I'm saying? You're not in control of that. But if you choose to
Oh my God,
suck
this is
your
so
op's gun like a dick,
nasty. This
that's
is
you're
so
doing that
nasty.
intentionally. That's crazy to me.
This is so
Like.
nasty. Oh my God. You are nasty. You are so nasty. Would I rather do none of that? We not
All right,
doing
so
none
now
of
I gotta
that.
give you another one.
Go ahead. Now this done turned into, go ahead. This is the first time somebody's asking me questions on my show. Go ahead.
Would you
This is funny.
rather eat an abortion?
Eat an abortion. Would I rather eat an abortion?
A 5-month-old
You mean
baby?
a fetus, an aborted fetus?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather eat an aborted fetus? Or
Or a pamper full of baby shit?
Pamper full of baby shit. Yeah, that's easy. Pamper
That was
full of
good.
baby shit. Because I've touched baby shit before. I've smelt it. Possibly have gotten it on my face a couple of times when you have a baby. That happens. But yeah, no, not that newborn baby shit though. I don't want neither one of them because you smell that newborn baby shit, boy. That is some milky situation
All right,
right
one
there.
more
That's disgusting.
question. Would you rather let, all right, three of your bros shit on you?
Go ahead.
That's not gay. They shitting
It's
on
not even
you.
about it being gay. That's nasty. What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Or would you let, all right, or would you drink a cup full of your own nut?
All right, we done. This shit is done. I'm not. We not playing Would You Rather anymore. She's nasty.
Always tap out of this? I love
Yeah,
these.
because it's disgusting.
All right,
Like,
but what are you
every
doing?
time
I
you,
gave you
first of
an
all,
easier
first of all, first
one.
of all, I told you I ain't even eat before we did this. My stomach growling like a monk right now, and then you asking me stuff like that, so it's like I'm feeding my stomach with that nasty shit.
But I let you pass the first one.
I passed all of them. I don't care.
No,
Okay, what
you
you gonna do?
answered
Put a
the
gun in my
second
head?
one.
That is nasty. It is disgusting.
Come
Oh my
on,
God.
you
No, we're
have to
not doing that.
answer it.
I'm nutting on nobody. I ain't answering nothing. That's the only nothing we getting around here. It's disgusting. What are you talking about? Yeah, we're gonna switch this up. We're on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Ray Ray. We having fun. She's beautiful, as you can see.
Thanks.
Her sister's gonna
Period.
be here soon. Y'all seen her on my show before, right? They call her
Right.
Ray Ray for a reason. Answer this question, right? They say that a woman knows when she first sees a guy within the first 5 minutes or the first 5 seconds that she wants to have sex with him.
No, cap.
That's cap.
For a
So they've been
fact.
lying to us for all this time?
You know,
Because
me
I
and my
thought that.
sister were just talking about this. We were talking about how we never, ever, like, met a nigga and be like, I wanna fuck. But there's some girls that like fucking, so I guess that's what they
You
do,
never
but.
met a dude and said, I want to smash? All right, y'all was raised by your daddy.
We were.
That's what it
But
was.
no, it's not that. All right.
This
Like
is
I
that's
said, you
weird
know
though.
my
That's
motto.
weird.
I hate niggas. Like I don't.
So why don't you just be a lesbian then?
Ew, I would slap a bitch. They sneaky as fuck.
So what you want? Like, this is not making any, you're stuck.
So So I did like I did want like a new, what is it, a gender? Like, you don't know,
But
I can't really say that.
you was
Like
gonna
some
change.
aliens, I was getting excited when they kept seeing aliens and shit. I'm like,
Yo, all right. So a new species comes and then
I hope they not
you
be
gonna
as
be
bad as
nah.
us.
It might not be what you want them to be. I was watching something with Neil deGrasse Tyson and he said that if aliens came, they would be like, "What is wrong with these people? Like they kill each other.
Yeah, they would
They
be.
do a whole bunch of stuff to each other that's wrong. Like I would not want to do anything with these people."
See,
That's if they
boozy.
had.
We love
That's
that.
if they had. So you basically gonna
I'm
deal
gonna
with an
pay an
alien?
alien to be with me.
I had a show. I mean, one of my last shows. I had asked, like, or even talked about in the year of like 3000 when they have robots and robots smashing dudes' girls and like your girl cheating on you with a robot. You know what I'm saying? Because the robot is gonna be able to smash, tear that ass up, and you just press a button.
Like SZA in that video.
I ain't see it. What?
Well, nah, she was like dancing on the robot in the Snooze video. You
Oh
never
yeah,
seen
nah,
that?
I never seen it. I don't be watching TV too much. I
That
am the
video was
TV.
really nice.
Word? All right, we gonna watch that SZA video. I like SZA. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
What makes a good kisser?
I guess somebody that like goes with your flow. I personally don't like kissing.
You don't like it. I know a lot of women that say that. Why though?
Yeah.
Why don't you like kissing?
I gotta really love you, like deeply love you to like want to kiss you.
Damn, so you ain't never gonna let a dude spit in your mouth then.
Oh, I love that. That's
So
different.
how can you let a dude spit in your mouth but you won't kiss? That isn't does not make
Because the
any
nigga
sense.
spitting in my mouth, I love. I told you I gotta love you.
Okay, so it's
But
a love
kissing,
thing.
like regular, like that's what. But now that you mentioned spitting in the mouth, I'm obsessed with that. But from a nigga that I love, I can't just do that with
You know what's
anybody.
crazy? Sometimes you think you love somebody and then you fall out of love with them. So imagine that you think you love this dude and you let him spit in your mouth and then you don't deal with him no more. And then you deal with the next dude and then he spits in your mouth. And now you walking around with a whole bunch of goddamn spitty ass souls in your mouth.
I don't regret no one that has ever spit it in my mouth. I love that. Like, love.
Oh Lord. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. I don't know what to think about this. I don't know. She said I never regret anybody that's been there. Boy, this is crazy. Y'all need to share this video. We on TikTok. I never been on TikTok like this. It's lit. I love TikTok now. Red Couch with Burn. We sitting here with Ray Ray and she's kind of like not disgusting, but disgusting at the same time, which is really confusing. I'm so confused right now. I don't know what
Do
to
you
think.
like kissing?
Of course.
So you feel like you can kiss. All right. So one day I went on like a date with this guy or whatever. I was not attracted to him at all.
Oh no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I know where you're going with it. I'm not doing the creepy kiss.
No,
I'm not.
it's not even that. So he was nice. Like he did everything like that he was supposed to do. Like he gave me flowers. He was a little late because he was getting the flowers. It was a cute date to eye pick. I was kind of annoyed because I wasn't attracted, so the whole eye pick thing was a terrible choice of a date. I do like eye pick though, but that was cute, like the idea. I just wish it was with somebody that I was attracted to. But yeah, in the end, when I got out the car, when he dropped me home, he's like, I was immediately turned off because who you talking to? I'm not kissing you, you're bugging. Like, no, immediately no.
Well, first of all, that was a corny move, right? Because
Super.
nobody does that, right? I mean, I guess he was young, I guess, right?
I mean, I'm my
He was
age,
young,
I'm
yeah.
young, right? I guess.
Yeah, because I'm like, ain't no way a
That
dude
nigga
is doing
went.
like this. And you're supposed to do something. I guess, yeah, that's something that I probably did when I was younger. That's why I say he was young, yeah. Because as a grown man, you're not doing that. It's either going to come natural or it's not. That's the whole thing. Like, on a date, if you take a woman on a date, y'all go out on a date, whatever it is, and at the end of the night, you take her home, if the kiss happens, it's supposed to be natural. It's supposed to be something that, it's like, all right, good night. Now, with me, I got a little strategy. I shouldn't tell y'all my strategy on live, and I shouldn't tell y'all my strategy on camera.
Please do, because this wasn't it.
But my strategy is, I'm just going to kiss you on your forehead one time. Goodbye. That's it. So that's going to make you think, like, hold on. And it's not even a strategy. It's just me. Because I'm not really trying to kiss you on your lips if I don't know you like that. But I'm just saying, you know, kiss on the forehead. You go your way. I go my way. It's going to make you think, like, damn. This dude just kissed me on my forehead. Like, that was weird.
We love that. That's princess treatment.
That's princess treatment. But I'm letting you know, it could go down. You're going to feel these crusty lips. You feel me?
This is crazy. I still can't get over that.
Like, back in the days when you was in high school, a tongue kiss felt better than what it would feel like right now. If you remember when you was in high school and you kissed your high school friend, your high school boyfriend or my high school girlfriend or whatever, or around that age, when you kiss for like a whole hour straight.
Because you're new to it.
Right.
At the time.
So you were just, I'm just going in with the tongue for like a whole hour. It was crazy back then.
Can we talk about how niggas' breasts be stink though?
Yeah,
too?
Sometimes mine do sometimes. We sitting here talking a whole bunch of goddamn shit. Yeah, hope mine don't. But anyway, no. Go ahead. I know what you mean, me halitosis stink. Go ahead.
No, yeah, like I'm, like.
Ah. Glad you. All right. Perfect timing. You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Ray Ray. We not playing though. We not playing. She is nasty. She is nasty, and her sister just walked in the door. So I don't know what we gonna get out of this one, but we gonna try to get her on the couch too. Let me ask you this question, right? Because I've heard a woman say that she doesn't like big dicks or big beefs. Is that like a thing? Like, are they actually like is that real?
It's crazy because me and my man was just talking about that the other day. It hurts.
Okay, so you rather somebody with a smaller joint?
No.
But I've heard women say that they'd rather somebody with a smaller joint though.
Small is crazy. You don't feel nothing. Like, average, though. I don't know what's the perfect dick length.
You don't know what's the perfect dick length?
I think it's my man's, but y'all bitches can't have him.
All right. So, let's... I got some stuff in the refrigerator. We gonna figure out what the perfect length is. We gonna get the first one. Hold on!
Hell no.
It's too skinny.
No, that's too big in length,
and
though.
And it's skinny.
Yeah. You're standing...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold that. Now, you're saying right now that is too big?
Lengthwise, yes. The girth is dirt.
The girth is dirt?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want it to be fatter and smaller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn it, man.
It's curve.
Oh, so you don't like curves?
I never really had curve. I heard it hurts, but then I also heard that it feels good. But yeah, no.
So the that's girth, too big for you?
The girth is
you and this no. girth. All right. So the importance. How
oh,
important?
The length,
so let me ask. Length? Let me ask you the question. How important is the girth?
I feel like that's better than the length because it stuffs you. But your
and this is why, they say that some women have said that they want a little beef over the big beef because of the girth of the beef.
Why can't you want both?
No, but at the end of the day, what I'm asking you is that right there is not good enough for you?
Girth wise, no.
She basically
was
she.
Cool.
You then you might as well get you a porno star.
Length,
if you,
no,
I done pulled
cool.
out. I done pulled out a horse beef cucumber situation just a minute ago, and you said that that wasn't good enough. First
this
of all,
is too long,
that is going to hit
right?
you through.
It's too long.
If this is hard, this is long. Like straight. Imagine it straight.
I just don't think it's.
Open it and
let
see.
Me see.
Open it.
Oh.
Open the banana.
No, if
nice
I open it,
slow.
That's
you
that, yeah,
open
that's
it because I'm gonna eat half of it.
No,
you
I'm allergic.
Are you allergic to bananas?
No, I hate them though. Wait, hold on.
This is this off the.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is a good length, I guess.
How you know by measuring it on your lap?
Cause
that is crazy.
When you see a nigga's like shit, like
right.
you know,
that
like
might this. Just be it. It might not even get past that length though. That might just be it. So you saying that that's good enough by itself? Yeah. Advertise, I don't know. Might get a Red Bull check.
More?
All right, we on the red couch with Burn, and we got a returning guest, folks. She has been on the show twice already. we done went viral a couple of times. We got the superstar back here. Introduce yourself, man. Just say who you are. Big
Notch, not the little one.
That's what y'all be saying now.
No, Molly Mulan.
Molly Mulan. We got her back on the couch. And I'm glad you're sitting here, because I'm going to ask you this next question, right? You know what? I don't even want to ask you this question. I don't even want to ask you the question I was going to ask. Here's the thing, right? When having sex, right? Is it bad when a woman queefs?
You gotta ask a nigga that.
I'm asking you.
We don't know what y'all feel.
Oh,
no.
So you wanna know what we think?
No, it's not bad when you queef, because you be creaming when you queef.
That's probably you, because you super wet. But we talking about...
The sex talk is uncomfortable for me.
I forgot, right? Because you don't be on it like that. Y'all need a podcast together so y'all can do that thing that y'all do.
What do we do?
The opposite.
He was like, just asking, like, women know 5 minutes if they
right.
want to have sex with a nigga. I was like, no.
Like,
I
within 5 minutes.
That's not true.
Because what's, well, first of all, let's say it again. So does a woman know within 5 seconds of meeting a man if she's attracted to him? I mean, if she's going to have sex with him?
No, not me.
Nope.
And why? You say you're not thinking about it. That's what you said?
I could think somebody is fire and still not want to fuck them.
Facts.
So there has to be some type of...
I need to be
what type
like
of attraction?
Mentally stimulated.
Mentally stimulated. Okay. What attracted you to that person at first?
Yeah.
And there we have it, folks. Yeah. What attracted you to that person at first? Like, what was it? It was the way that the person looks. Now, when you think about...
No, no, no.
So the person was behind a closed
because
door?
Because I've been with people that when I first met them, I was like, ew, hell fucking no, no, he's ugly.
Okay, I'm gonna agree to that.
And then personality made me like them.
And so after a while, so that's just one or two people. But it's possible to meet someone and be like, oh, they could get the business.
If he's fire, I probably won't like him for very long.
Something's wrong.
To be honest.
You gotta grow. We gotta.
That's
so
true,
so
right?
Basically, somebody.
If he's too cute, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm good off.
Why?
That.
So if a dude look too good, what's the problem with that?
That means hella bitches is on him, and niggas don't say no.
And a lot of niggas that's really cute be too sassy for me.
Wow, that's.
And yeah, I don't like a pretty boy. I like a manly man who doesn't spend too much time in the mirror, like. Mm-hmm. I just want him to, like, get up and go.
And I like a hood nigga that just, he want to shoot. He not worried about how he look. He want to get shit done.
See, this is crazy because this is a conflict that we deal with as men all the time. We don't know what the hell y'all want. That's why we don't be hollering no more. Because it's like, yo, But now I don't feel like going through all of that, getting somebody telling me something that I don't want to hear.
But you take girls you out to eat, right? Don't you want to know what
women take you out to eat the whole time, and then she like, I like oh, chivalry. I want a man to get his nails cleaned every week.
I don't even care for a man to get his nails done.
But you see
all.
How you saying that, right? But a lot of women now say they want a man to get a manicure.
Oh, you want him to?
It doesn't have to be a manicure, but I really like clean nails. I can't.
Right. No. We talking sitting under the dryer. This is what we talking.
And you don't have to do that.
I don't know, folks, because we ain't doing that. We ain't going all that. We ain't doing all of that. All right. So now, we talked earlier, and you spoke about your friends seeing your coochie. She said her friends have seen her coochie. Matter of fact, she basically was saying like...
Everybody knows that her friends seen her
coochie. Not that way, but I'm just saying, she basically said like, all women have seen their best friend's coochie.
Not me. I don't do stuff like that.
No, you never seen... So when you had a best friend, you never seen her pussy?
No, and I never showed mine.
It's not
showing. You're not showing them. She's just saying like an accident.
You know
like,
me. Like even when
it's
I'm
not
in the
that,
house,
but people get dressed.
Yeah,
in front
but
of me.
Growing up in our house together, I was always like this.
She's younger.
Go in my room and close the door and get dressed and then come out. I was never walking around.
So you and your friend never got dressed in the same room?
Probably. I probably like turned around and faced opposite directions.
That's childish.
So maybe her friends. So maybe she said that's childish.
Like
so,
to really turn around and do that.
I'm just.
So maybe her friends seen, yeah, whatever. So maybe
so Kayla and Gigi never seen you naked.
Why would Gigi? I never been in a space where she would see me naked. And Kayla, when we went on vacation, possibly, but not like just. It probably was an accident. It wasn't like I was just, no.
Well,
know.
No. When I call my friends on FaceTime, that's on purpose. But right, if I'm getting dressed in the house,
you still do that.
It's
she
not,
still doesn't care.
It's not an accident. It's bitch. You in my house. Like I'm getting dressed.
I'm just
okay.
More,
I see what you're saying.
What am I supposed to be like, girl? Get right, out.
So
I have
now,
to get dressed. That's,
I saw a post the other day on Facebook, and this girl said something like, "How come?" A man, she said, how come woman could sit on a woman's lap, but a man can't sit on a man's lap? Right, but this is what the whole conversation is.
I don't know why stuff like that is still even a conversation.
Right, but look.
It's gay.
But is a woman, but watch this, but is a woman gay when she sits on her friend's lap?
No.
See what I'm saying?
She's not.
I don't know. Because there's a lot of things happening now. They doing that now. So
all right, I have a question. In a crowded car, would you sit on your man's lap?
Hell no.
Why?
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking, you said sit on his lap?
Would you want to sit
I
on
have,
your lap? Is that better?
I'm hell no. That's what you don't do that. You stupid. I'm trying to think, like, because I've been in some situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, some street. You know what I'm saying? Like some situation. So like,
what situation?
We had to pack ourselves in a car. Like everybody had to get in that car. If you didn't get in the car, something was going to happen. So you asked me a question, like to be real, I've had to pack in a car like sardines at one point in time and sit on laps and laps sit on and all of that just to get out of certain situations. So it has happened. But to actively know, open that car door and be like, all right, bro.
What about, would you
rather you intentionally sit on your friend's
lap? I would
never
sit on my friend's lap just cause. That's weird.
That's
what y'all do, though.
If I need a seat and there's nowhere else to sit, I'm sitting on you.
It's like for a reason. You're not about to be like, babe, nobody's doing that.
I guess that's gay.
So if there's no seats in the cubby and man's want to sit and he sit on your lap, what you doing?
Oh, no.
What?
What would you ride on the back of your friend's motorcycle?
No. That's so stupid. So yes and no, right? It depends on what
yes
situation.
No
if we're doing.
If you're in a getaway vehicle, it's okay.
In a getaway vehicle and we just got finished sticking up a bank, straddle up, I'm getting my bread when I get, I don't care. Hold on, I want this bag. We getting this bag.
Right, what if y'all made like $100,000 and y'all all? It's three of y'all, so y'all split that, right? So no, I'm sorry. It has to be more people in order. No, it has to be more people in order for it to be like a lap up situation. So imagine I got a certain amount.
There's six of them all together.
Okay, imagine six of y'all and y'all robbed the bank for like 800. 800,000 And like say like y'all talking so about it about in the 75. Car. Alright, so
go ahead.
Okay, so then alright, what if y'all rob a bank for like 6 mil?
Okay, go ahead.
Alright, anyways, long story short, what if y'all are discussing it in the car, you know? Oh, how much we made, and then y'all talking about that, and he gets hyped and he's like, oh, like, and he starts like jumping up and down. And like, how would you react?
Yo, where do you come from? Where did her mind come from,
right? I know, like who why, yo,
you need your own show. Because I'm not really, like, first of all, that's not going to happen. Like, no dude is going to be like, jumping up on your lap because he's mad hype because he won the lotto or whatever he did. It doesn't matter. It's not going to happen, but I'm going to punch him dead in his face. Or, like, try to figure it, like, what do we do it? Like, yo, my balls, bro.
Yo, what the fuck? That's hilarious.
Wrong, yo.
What the
dumbass question.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying you need your own show. That's it. We're going to get you your own show because that was weird. Yeah.
Why can't we switch this thing up a little bit and ask you some questions?
Y'all, she been doing that since she wasn't here. Like, all right, I'm done now. Like, you, this is the red couch with Burn, okay? So I ask the questions this is around here.
Can I ask him one more thing?
Go ahead.
He asked me, all right, we were talking about, like, girls getting ass ate. That feels good to you?
It doesn't feel like anything. I don't care for that at all.
I feel like
it's. I told you.
I feel like you. I feel like. I feel
it's
like.
It's more
I feel
of like, a like, ha, nigga, you ate my ass. Oh, did I not say that? I can't wait. To,
that is crazy.
Did I not say the same thing?
That is crazy.
That's what you said. Is someone else on it?
I don't know, but these people are on live. I just tapped them in. They wanted to be on it, so.
Well, I don't see anyone.
Yeah, because they just want to be here or whatever. So I don't know how this thing. This is my first time on a live, so whatever.
I literally said the same thing.
Rania, where's your live? Put yours up. Yo. Also,
I'm banned.
Obviously, because of them damn questions. But no, what was you just saying? Because that just
I said it doesn't feel like anything. I don't get anything from it. But I'm not even like that. But I'm just saying, like, a woman would love to, like, be able to be like, I had, nigga, that's why you ate my ass. But
we bust out laughing like that because she said the same, the same exact thing earlier. The really? Same way and all of that. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm so like, yo,
what it would be for.
What about your toes up?
I just like that because I think, like...
It feels good, though?
While not that you, it feels... You're saying while you being... While the beef is inside you.
It's just sexy.
Yes. Like, when you do certain things, it's like, yes, you did that. But it don't feel like nothing to me.
It's just the whole... Everything that's happening.
But does the feeling?
This is what I'm trying to say.
It doesn't feel like anything, but it feels like it's just a sexy thing. Like,
right, the erotic. That's what I said earlier. But going back to the booty eating, though, right? Because we blowing this up right now. Fellas, don't eat no more booty. Because this is how they... This is what's happening. They really like,
he ate my
booty. They're calling their friends afterwards and saying this. Okay? This is not good. It's not looking good for us right now. But I done did it a couple of times, and now I feel like
I got this.
You know what I'm saying? For no reason.
So
go ahead.
I don't need it, and I don't think that it feels good. However, if a nigga's like, "Ew, no, I don't do that," and I don't like that.
That's childish.
I like a nasty nigga. So like, I want a guy who is okay with doing it, but I don't need it done. But if you're like, oh no, I would never eat ass.
So
like,
you just shed light on something because y'all ask questions like that. Like, do you eat ass?
No, we
but
don't.
But hold on, wait.
I ask it more in a joke form.
This
not
is what I'm
like,
saying, but how would you know though? How would you know?
Niggas talk about that on their own.
If you're a nasty nigga, you're gonna do it.
Okay.
And so they also don't care about
sharing
that information.
And you ain't gonna tell them to stop.
No.
I don't know. I just feel like y'all haven't had y'all booty eating properly. That's what I'm saying. They didn't eat the groceries right. Okay?
No. Because
if you ate the groceries right,
why then does that feel like anything? Like, I don't, I'm just.
Because that's supposed to be a sensitive part.
Inside.
To a man.
Oh, you said inside.
Inside.
No, I'm talking about the.
To a man.
Look, we look. I done heard that 15 times.
It's a that the G spot is in there, not around it. Like you licking around this is not what.
It's not doing anything.
No, but to a man, they said it feels really good.
No, it don't.
You had that?
I don't know, huh?
Yeah, clearly you know.
You see, I had to follow up with it because I don't know. Nah, never. You crazy? I would never do nothing like that.
Do you feel like that's not manly?
Yeah. Super facts. I feel like it's not manly enough to get your booty eaten. I mean, not manly to get your
even
booty
if it's eaten. A bad bitch doing it.
I don't care. I don't care. I've had.
What if Rihanna wanted
I've
to
had,
eat her?
I don't. Under my umbrella. I'm you're not doing it. I've had bad chicks, like really, really bad chicks, just flat out ask me, like, can I do that to you? And I'm
that's
like, that's
weird
disgusting.
And gross. Would you tap kiss your mans for like
what
six
is that?
Mil?
What is what? Tap kiss?
6 million? You better.
You on a red couch with Burn. And you sitting here with these two beautiful ladies who just happened to be sisters. They were born right after each other. And they have a beautiful way of thinking. And I guess it might be a little different with both of them. And I'm a little confused. We were talking about booty eating just a minute ago. And we were talking about like dudes getting their booty. I personally think that that might feel like a wet baby dick going in yet. I'm just saying, like, cause like that's nasty. Like a wet snail just playing in between your butt.
That is gross.
Right, for a man.
Mm-hmm.
But for a woman, it should feel good. And both of y'all said that when that has happened,
it doesn't feel
it
like-
just feel like, ah, I got my booty ate.
No, what, no, no, no.
That's what they say.
We're not
don't
saying
do
that's
don't
what
do
it feels like.
Don't do it. That's
you're
what
just,
y'all said.
No, that's not what we're saying.
You just said that.
No. We're just saying, like, if we had to look at the benefits of it, the benefit of it in the end is if that nigga tries to play with you, you can say...
Did I not say this?
You can say, ha, ha, nigga, that's why you ate my ass. But...
Yo, but hold on, wait. So, do you think we really care, though, when you say that?
Some niggas act like they do care, like they're embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you be embarrassed for if that's a natural sexual move in the bedroom?
No,
like, why would you embarrass
me? I don't feel, that's, I feel like that's more of a newer thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's...
like, your
so
friends would be
everybody's
so,
not
so
accepting
you're saying
of it yet.
You're saying a new generation is not with it like that. So if you say it to them, they're going to be like, what? I eat that.
Some, I think they're more embarrassed. Even, like, eating pussy. I feel like before, it wasn't as accepted as it is now.
Yeah.
So in a few years, ass eating will be way more accepted. But there's still people
like
that
if
are
you don't
too
do
embarrassed.
You're like, what?
To
so
say,
you ain't never get your ass in before? Bro, you crazy.
Yo,
right. Nah, that's gonna be crazy. We're not doing that. This is so nasty. This is a disgusting conversation, okay? I hope that I don't have to go to the bathroom after this because that's just all I'm going to think about. Let me ask y'all a question, right? And y'all both have had long-term boyfriends at one point in time. How long does it take for a man... Well, how many times does a man have to eat the coochie in order to do it properly?
What?
How many times should a man have practice with eating the coochie in order to do it right? Or do y'all just teach him right on the first time?
There's men who've been doing it their whole life that
still can't
do
it
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you trying to basically say like
I feel like there's less men, like
that know how to do it.
Yeah, like yeah.
Word?
Niggas can't even do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But why do you think so?
I probably had two people
mm-hmm. do it right, but why do you think
no,
so?
No, I though? Did have two people.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
But because she only had two boyfriends. But I'm just saying though, like how. Why do you think that is, though? Because if you teaching him while he's doing it.
I don't want to teach somebody how to...
So how is he supposed to learn?
You could... All right. Guys could watch porn and know how to fuck. Like, you know how you could learn new moves and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, eating, they could just do certain things. But it's more to, like, learning a girl. Because some girls have, like, clitoris that's, like, out there.
Like
and
thumbs.
Some are, like, hooded. Where you gotta pull it back and really get to work.
But, you can't. This
No, but I feel like...
She's like, she's
going to
throw
right,
up. This is how I felt before you came. I want to throw up so bad. But go ahead.
So girls have different pussies. When it comes to fucking, it's one that's hole crazy. That you're putting in. You get what I'm saying? Now, eating, you got to kind of do it like around it. So...
But I don't feel men know how to fuck neither.
You know.
Exactly. Like,
y'all have had some bad experiences because how are you saying that? This doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it's
so
New
basically,
York.
What? New York dudes don't know how to smash right? You gonna go to another
You wanna
state?
Know what the problem that I feel... This is what I think is the problem. Men be thinking that, like, it's like they're going mad hard. Mm-hmm. Like... They just want to, like,
smash.
OD, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I like sensual, passionate, like,
right.
And niggas don't think they're doing a good job if they're just being sensual and passionate. Yeah. They just think they need to be rough, and I'm not into that at all. Like, so, no thank you.
No, I think that they just so horny, and some niggas be really hyped that they're really just...
They're like, it's you, it's her.
Yeah, look at
it. It is her.
It gets like that.
Word. I can't believe I'm doing this with you right now.
Niggas, I don't know. It's
But no, but I feel like even niggas will be like, oh, like, talking to their mans or something and be like, oh, yeah, because I was beating that shit up. Like, it's like beating it up is like what you're supposed to do. And I don't want that.
I think that... Somewhere during the intercourse, the beating up has to happen.
No.
It doesn't have to happen all the time, but it has to happen sometime. We not having slow sex every time. That is crazy.
That's what I like.
There's no way on God's green earth that is going to happen every single time you have. You know why? Because, no. Hold on. Because a man is going to want to do exactly what you just described. So imagine telling a dude, right, you don't like that. So now he actually conforms to the way you like it because he likes it like you like it, right? So he likes it like that too. He likes it slow and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, there's going to be a time where he's going to want to tear that.
And can I say this then?
And you ain't gonna break up with him. You gonna let it happen. You know why?
No, I'm gonna tell you why he's not gonna want to do it that way with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way that I'm gonna get an orgasm
is when
it's slow.
All right.
And once you start ODing, I'm dry. I don't want it. I'm dry. It's not even gonna feel good to you no more. So you're not gonna want to do it like that with me because I'm not gonna like it, and you're gonna be able
to
tell.
She sounds like she has a valid excuse. I don't know. I don't know. This is a drive. I don't know. This is crazy.
You're gonna feel like you didn't do a good
job. Coochie should come in different flavors.
It does.
If it came in different flavors, yeah, it does actually. So what kind of flavors they got? Stanky stank.
Wait. Have you ever fucked a stink pussy?
And didn't finish yet. So I could tell you, actually. I remember the time. And I remember when I... Actually, it happened twice.
Mm-mm-mm.
Damn. You bringing back memories now. So there was one time when... obviously, I was using protection. But there was one time when she took off her panties and she threw them. And the panties was... like right where the edge of the bed was on the floor. They was like right on the floor, right? And at the time, my bed was like a little small bed. You know what I'm saying? I was living in a room at the time. I had like a, what you call the smallest bed?
A twin?
A twin? Yeah, you see I'm tall. So when I was hitting it, I was like over the bed because I was too tall. And while I was hitting it, I was smelling some shit. I'm like, yo, what is no. that?
What did like, it was the like? Panty?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I was like, automatically just called the Limp Bizkit. I didn't want to do nothing no more. You know what I'm
Wait,
saying?
What did it smell like?
I don't remember, but I know it was stink. At that time, you'd have asked me, I'd probably been like, yeah, that just smell like oregano and whatever, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? Now I don't know. I don't remember. But I know it was funky, though. I remember that. And it was another time where this pH balance thing or whatever, I don't know. That's I don't know if y'all know about that because y'all just sitting there like, I don't know about pH balance
I
or
do.
Whatever. Okay.
What the hell? Why so, did we act like we didn't know
Because y'all
that?
Just sitting there like, I said pH balance and y'all both like, damn. I had some stink buzzing my phone. No, I'm the just saying. No, I'm just saying because that pH balance shit will throw your ass off and you'd be like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? So I get it. That was another time where like, I guess I was nutting in my girlfriend at the time too much. Like every day, it was like splash. And so eventually she went to the doctor. He was like, no, you cannot. You have to. You cannot let it just go. You cannot. So I guess, you know, after that, they gave her some medication. She put that in there and then it balanced her pH. I don't know. I don't know what the pH stand for.
What does that stand for?
Pussy hydration. I don't know.
I don't know what that stands
well,
for.
Well, y'all better Google it right now. Y'all be up here.
Is it a like, something hormone?
Potential hydrogen.
Yeah, I was never gonna guess that.
Oh, so wait a minute. I'm talking about this is potential. This ain't even the real hydrogens. So, if it's potential, that means it's potentially not your pH smelling like that. Y'all like asking me questions, this whole this or that. My this or that may not be as dope as y'all's, because I'm not really crazy like you. You're crazy, okay, but it's not even that. So, my this or that, I call it date who. That's what I call it.
You call it who?
Date who.
Date who?
Yeah, date who, mm-hmm. Right? So, would you rather date an athlete, like a basketball player? Or a rapper.
A rapper.
Why?
They're not cheap.
So athletes are cheap?
What?
I heard that athletes don't spend.
I heard Michael Jordan is a mean mother. Beep.
But I would prefer an athlete.
Why?
Rappers, I don't know. It's just giving hood, bitches and hoes everywhere. Even though I know athletes do that too. It's just not as like, I think they're a little more discreet.
Do you know that rappers?
I just want an athlete.
And athletes and basketball players hang together.
All right. Well, so, I don't want a rapper though.
All right. Real estate broker, real estate or stockbroker.
Which one makes more money?
Oh, so it's a money thing.
Yeah. You talking about careers?
Yeah, but it's not only. It's not all about money because with those industries come certain personalities.
Real estate, I would say.
Yeah, when dating a rapper athlete is going to be stressful, so I'm taking the one with the most money.
So the one with the most money.
That would be an athlete.
Is that?
Yeah, rappers don't really make money like that. You don't. Oh, because she be seeing the whole stacks in the music
video. Oh, I thought rappers.
Video.
Oh, okay, so I'll take the ball player.
Oh, man, y'all could. Hey, any rappers out there, y'all could have had her before today. Now y'all can't get her no more because now she know y'all ain't making money like that.
It's not that, saying. But those come with, it's like a high stress level, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, model or actor?
Actor. Sorry, model's real sassy. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I don't.
So you wouldn't date a dude
I'm
model?
I'm not thinking about
models are sassy.
A male actor. I mean, a male model. Like,
why?
That's not even on my mind.
Why? They face is too straight.
I don't know. Like, no, I just said I want a rugged man that doesn't look in the mirror.
It's like, yo, why I want this dude? Jamaican or Trini man?
Neither.
Oh my God. Mm-mm. But if you have,
I like
choose,
a Trini accent
choose,
better.
You like the Trini accent? Trini people are happy.
Jamaicans are very Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
I'm just going to say I had a Jamaican ex-wife, so I'm just going to say I don't want a Caribbean man not. At all.
I guess I'll take Trini.
I guess you just take it. I'll take a Trini for five.
I don't care for neither.
Take the braids or dreads.
Dreads. Take your dreads.
Yeah. I think a grown man with braids is weird and childish. I don't want that.
A grown man with braids is weird and childish. So
that's for little boys.
But braids is like a African heritage.
I was obsessed with Drake until he got braids. Now I think he's weird.
Drake got curls now. What you talking about? He got rollers. He got all different
braids
types of stuff.
Is not wavy. I'm sorry.
Okay, nerd or gangster?
Gangster. Nerd.
What?
What happened to y'all two?
we're different in that category.
I know. When I met her, I was like, oh yeah, she's way different than Nasa. So why? Why gangster?
Why not a gangster?
No, answer the question. You want a nigga to punch you in your mouth? What?
That's not a gangster.
What?
I don't know. I just feel more safe with a gangster. A nerd? He probably won't even like me. A nerd is not going to like me. I feel like I have too much of a strong personality. A gangster is probably the only one that can deal with it.
I can see you right now walking down the street with a nerdy boyfriend like in your arm.
Yeah, like, I can't with a walk. Like, I know a nerd would let me walk all over him. That's, no. Mm-mm.
There's no assertive nerds. Yes, there are.
That's a fact. You looking at one.
You had one?
You looking at one, though, right here, though.
You're not a nerd.
You're giving more gangster than nerd.
Oh, wow.
You're giving gangster.
You're giving, like, IQ is, because you were a gangster. But this is the problem.
I retired, though.
Yeah.
So you took the nerd route.
Y'all better,
hey. And we know you was gangster
because
you was laughing
somebody.
Up with niggas.
Exactly.
You
don't
have to edit.
You was in the getaway vehicle.
You said because you was laughing up. Why you gotta say it like that, though? Laughing up. I wasn't laughing up with nobody. This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. I'm not messing with y'all no more. You on the red couch with Burn. And you sitting here with two of my favorites. We stuck together. I'm sorry. And she's nasty. And she's quiet. But it's okay. Okay? We got Ray Ray. And we got Molly Mulan on the couch. I gotta say hi again, man.
Hey, y'all.
What's good? No.
why do your girls talk like that, though? Like, what's good? Like, what you doing?
It's so aggressive, right?
Why, though? I never heard you talk like that, though.
I don't say what's good like that, either.
You might not say what's good, but you got the ah.
No, yeah, I do.
Why, though? Where is that coming from? Is that, like, a thing that y'all are born with? Or did, like, y'all been around each other so dudes cause that? Because I think it's TV. I think that when you watch some of the same people over and over that come from New York, you get kind of influenced.
But in
like,
New York,
Cardi B influenced a whole generation. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B herself. The way she talked, the way she act, all of that. A lot of people got hooked on that show so much that they started acting like that. Like how she was acting on the show. Acting. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think in New York you're naturally aggressive because it's the environment. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so rude here. Like when you go somewhere else, it's such a shocker. Like, wow, they're so nice.
But New York is crazy still.
Yeah, everyone is nasty.
That's all right. But listen, check this out, right? Beyonce, I don't want to talk about you because I love you. But you got a line in one of your songs that I was revisiting the other day because I was walking down the street and I was like, yo, this song is crazy, right? She said, I could have another you in a minute. And matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute. Okay. What does that mean to you? Because I'm going to break that line
exactly
down.
Exactly what it says.
She gets niggas.
Okay. Right.
So don't get too
But hold on, hold on, no. That's what it means. All right. Okay. You think that? But check this out. You was already talking to them. And that's why they could be here
that's
in a minute.
That's not true.
Boom.
All I got to do is go on Instagram. Exactly.
No.
It literally takes a second.
No, but it ain't going to be another me. See, this is the thing.
We didn't say that it was
but
that was,
but, that, but, that, but that's what Beyonce said.
No,
she
said,
I could have another you.
What do you mean another me?
Another
if she's even saying that to you, It means you're an ancient nigga. Do you know how many ancient niggas is out here? I can literally have another you in a minute.
But she said he's coming in a minute. So she's about to call another ancient nigga? Stupid.
To get you tight.
Exactly.
Y'all, yo, women are so vindictive. Matter of fact, he'll be here, so now you're going to call this bonehead. And what you think? I'm going to be looking at him like, oh, he ain't shit.
But it's still going to get you tight.
Exactly.
No, it won't, because he ain't shit. And no, you're going to be looking stupid. It will. You're going to be looking stupid.
No, we won't.
You're going to be looking stupid.
We won't.
Yes, you will.
We won't.
You better have muscles or something, because, hey, look, punch him in his chest. And you ain't going to be bringing no dudes coming to the house, and you think he going to come to the house. But
you're out of here. We kicked you out. What are you going to do?
Out of your own house. Sure. Right.
Do women ever get kicked out? No, we kick niggas out of their own house.
Do women ever get kicked out? Yeah, I kicked out. Yo. Well, we wasn't living together. But yeah, you got a point though, because dudes always leaving a woman's house. They ain't really doing too much kicking out. But the further you move up in life, it does happen. Because you get women who attach to you the same way that we did when we needed a place to live. You get the woman that attached to you the same way. You know what I'm saying? The more money you make, the more positive people you're around. There's a lot of women who see that and they're like, oh, I could get close to him, just do that or whatever. And then, boom, they get stuck. You know, like this way I used to live somewhere before. I don't want to call out the spot because then people going to know who it is. But it was years ago and this young lady wanted to live with me, but she smelled like mad weed though every day. Now, you know.
That was your girlfriend?
Something like that. But she wanted to live with me. But it wasn't the fact that she smoked weed. It was the fact that it was like embedded in her skin and
her
hair.
Did you tell
her
that?
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm confused. Yeah. So you let her live with you and you kicked her out?
No, I didn't want her to. That was the thing. So she was staying with me for a while. She was like, yo, I ain't got nowhere to go. I just couldn't deal with that shit. It was like her. It was like all of my. It was like, I don't know.
So you kicked her out.
Smoking everywhere in the crib.
So she didn't have nowhere to go, but she had money for weed.
Basically. Not prioritizing. So when people don't prioritize, it makes you think like, yo, you can't be staying with me because you're not doing things you're supposed to be doing. Like, you could be putting that money towards this. You know what I'm saying? So all of those things fell under that whole situation.
So where did she go?
Back home. To another
so
state.
So she had somewhere to be. She
and
had
another
somewhere.
State. Another state. So that's the reason. So like, you know, when you come from another state, it's not easy to be living somewhere else when you don't have anybody here. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, oh, I could probably stay with you. All right, let's see how this works out. After a couple of weeks, you got to go. We ain't doing that. But yeah, that's what Beyonce said. She said, I could have another you in a minute.
Well, we feel like that.
Yeah, well, guess
niggas
what?
Niggas are so thirsty. You could. Any girl could. Except for the ones that, you remember, we spoke about earlier that's paying for dick. You know girls pay for dick.
Of course she knows.
That's
don't
weird.
Sit here and act like, yes, it's weird, and we know that, but it does happen, though.
But why?
Like, on escort sites and all of that. You said, why? So you don't know it happens either? Oh, we need a whole nother show.
I want to know just why is that happening.
Because they can't
get...
Because
if you have a pussy, a nigga will fuck it. For free. So, I'm a little confused.
No. So, we spoke about my 600-pound woman. Right, you got a 800-pound
pussy,
but you can't. Hold on, wait. But hold on, wait. What I'm saying is this, right? Imagine you got a woman that lives in the suburbs, right? She's 800 pounds. She can't go nowhere. She gonna get on a dating website and try to find somebody.
Yeah, and a nigga will still fuck her for free.
Nah, it's not.
Just it's
gonna be harder for. Cause I'm gonna put it to you like this, right? And this is crazy that I'm about to say this because I was thinking about this hard the other day. I want you to look at all the wealthy rappers right now. Mm-hmm. Take away their money and the fancy stuff that they got. And just look at them.
They could still get pussy. Though.
Right.
No, I'm not saying they still could get it. It's going to be very hard.
No.
It's going to be harder.
Bitches are
there's
thirsty.
Hoes.
No, 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 man.
You're
it's impossible. possible.
No, it's listen, not. Listen, so, all right. I know ugly niggas that really get pussy.
Of course.
Like, hit.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is it's not going to be as frequent as somebody who is more attractive.
I don't know.
What I'm trying to explain to you. It's the same, but what I'm saying...
Do you watch Maury Show?
I'm applying this to women.
Do you watch the Maury Show?
Yeah, I watch it. I see them greasy.
Look at these ugly ass niggas that be fucking everything and everybody.
I get it, but everybody and broke. Can't. So you think that every woman could get beef when she wants to?
Yes.
Oh,
that for sure.
My God.
That for sure. More than a man, if he's like...
They can snap... Well, every woman can't snap their finger. There's some of them that cannot get it because of the... All right, so imagine this.
First of all, a girl can sell her pussy and not pay for it.
So imagine not being able to have a conversation with someone. You see what I'm saying?
What?
You don't need that.
Exactly. What are you
right.
talking
so
about?
No, what I'm saying is imagine not being able to talk. You can't. How are you gonna voice that, right?
You type.
Right, so you type.
I want dick.
So now, right. right. Okay, so you get that, right? Dude comes over now. And he got bumps on his joint because that's the only dude that's gonna come to you when you say that. Like, is there's what kind of man with integrity is going to pop up at a random woman's house?
So what's the problem fucking the nigga with the dick if that's the only dick you're gonna ever get? You're still gonna fuck it, right? Because that's the only dick you could get. Bumps and all.
So you think that the bitch that's paying for dick is not fucking dicks with bumps? Because they're fucking everybody. So I'm confused. They can still get
y'all
it for free.
Y'all confused me in my own damn thought.
Like,
I would
understand. Well, I still wouldn't understand, but I would understand more, like, if you were telling me, like, girls is paying, like, niggas that nobody could fuck for, mm-hmm. like, you know, to, like, fuck them. Like, imagine, like, a really, really exclusive nigga that nobody could fuck.
Like me.
A girl should pay for that, because these niggas is fucking everybody. So if you're paying for that, okay. Like, I'm still not ever paying for dick. But if you're gonna pay for dick, I think
so
it should
think,
be on
so
that
you think,
level.
So
you
think so, that?
Right? Imagine a nigga you there's nobody in this world I could fuck.
So let me explain this to you. I saw this thing with Lil Wayne. I saw this thing with Lil Wayne. That's crazy. I saw this thing with Lil Wayne. That's why you need your own show. I saw this thing with Lil Wayne where he said that, you know, you can't trust these chicks, and the further you move up, it makes it harder for you mm-hmm. to actually have sex with any woman, and you kind of gotta
wait,
watch
what do you
yourself.
Because they want you for your money,
right? So you kind of gotta watch yourself, and so you go long period because he had like a bump or something. I forgot what it was, but you go long periods of times without doing something. I admit it on camera all the time.
Wait,
I'll be
what?
Saying,
I'm
well,
confused
why?
On what
if
you're saying.
Just fucking them, you looking for a
no? Listen. When you're busy. And you're doing something with yourself, and you see yourself moving in a certain way, in a certain positive way in life, you really watch the amount of women that's around you, and you don't just spread yourself thin like that.
Who,
so what
who's
happens
watching
is,
themselves?
I'm saying me, like me, right? I'm giving myself as an example, but I'm saying Lil Wayne, though, was saying the same thing. And I believe him when he said it, because I understood it. And I know a lot of people like myself that's not out there smashing everything because we can't.
But Lil Wayne had his time.
Understand what I'm saying. At one point in time, what he's saying is that he moved up so much, or just like the more you move up, and it's not even about money sometimes, it's about your circles and the people that you're around. You know, women, a lot of women set dudes up. They be setting dudes up. So you like, damn, I can't even trust you. So now while you thinking you about to have some good sex at the end of the night, you like, you know what, I don't even want to do this because it might be a messed up situation. I be thinking like that now because of what I've been through, you know what I'm saying, with sure. certain people. I don't even want to bring it up on the camera, but you already know, mm-hmm. you know, like, I be really wary, like, nah, I don't want to get into none of these situations. I need some time to get to know you before, you know, so everybody's not smashing everything. Every dude doesn't cheat. You heard the dog. The dog just said, right. That's
Ronnie's
right.
Ronnie's looking like she don't agree with that statement.
She said that. I'm trying to tell her earlier. Every dude does not cheat. Like I said, I cheated once. And that was years
ago.
Right. But that was before I knew what cheating was.
No.
Now I know. After that, I was like, you know what? I'm never doing this again.
I don't think every guy cheats on every girl. But...
every man has cheated.
And not even every man. I think everybody cheats.
My younger brother, actually, has never cheated on a woman.
Yes.
No.
How old
never,
is he?
1 year younger.
yet.
Nope. Never. Because he's only been with one woman. And I know that for sure.
Well, then that's the only reason why he's never cheated.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the reason why he's going to cheat.
Well, maybe he probably never only been with one woman. But I know he's never cheated on a woman. I know he hasn't.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What's his sign?
A Virgo. Oh. Toxicity. I talked about Virgos not too long ago on my show. You on the Red Couch with Burn, and we really enjoyed ourselves, man. You know, we're going to have to wrap it up. We've been sitting here for a whole 2 hours or something. I didn't even know I had that much footage space on my car. But yeah, we lit, man. This whole show is about to be dope. I thank you for coming through.
Thank you for Molly having
Mulan,
us.
Molly Mulan, you already know. That's my love over there. You know what I'm saying? That's my friend. And I thank you for coming through. It's a blessing. And I need you to tell the people where they can see your feet.
OnlyFans. Link in bio.
She said link in the bio. We're going to have to hook. You're going to have to roll around with some chocolate and shit. Because you're going to have to turn this up. Okay? You're going to have to spread the chocolate on your feet and all of that.
I know.
All right? Red Couch will burn. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, TikTok.